It's Tuesday morning at this time. We check in with the fact checkers at PolitiFact Virginia, and we're joined again this morning by Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
In addition to rating claims by Virginia political figures as to their truth or lack of it, you also keep a running tally on campaign promises by Virginia's governor and whether they have been met or not at this point in Governor McDonald's term. And one of his promises during his campaign was to improve child health care in some specific ways. So you check that out, and what does the bobble meter have to say about that?
Well, McDonald said in particular that he would reduce stillbirths and low birth weights. And he said that he would do this by maintaining Medicaid eligibility for pregnant mothers at the current level and by promoting education and care for women who are pregnant. Now, Medicaid eligibility has not changed during McDonald's term. It remains available to pregnant women living at up to 133% of the federal poverty level. About 49,000 Virginia women covered by Medicaid were pregnant during the 2011 fiscal year, and that's according to the latest figures available from the Virginia Department of Health. And about 78% of those women received prenatal care during the first 3 months of their pregnancies, and that's an increase from the 75% of pregnant Medicaid recipients who received that prenatal care in the 2009 fiscal year, which ended 6 months before McDonald took office. Now, health indicators for newborns have also improved somewhat. For infants covered by Medicaid, the percent who had a low birth weight was 10.6% in 2009, and that dropped to 10% in 2011. And the rate of stillbirths by Medicaid patients has also declined from 9.3 infant deaths per 1,000 live births in 2009 to 7.8 infant deaths per 1,000 live births in 2011. Now, McDonald also said in his pledge that he would reduce other what he referred to as long-term health issues for children insured by Medicaid, but he didn't specify what he was referring to, and the state health department does not keep data on obesity and diabetes among Medicaid patients. Those are two of the biggest health issues facing children. So we didn't address that part of the problem, part of the promise. But the health of newborns has improved under McDonald. Medicaid eligibility has not changed, and the state has made strides in getting more pregnant women in the system to seek prenatal care. So all things considered, we rated this a promise kept.
All right. Thanks to Sean Gorman at PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.